You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Fakeologist, can you hear me?
Okay, then. It is Wednesday, March the 7th, 2018. I'm here in the audio chat with my favorite fakeologist from Bern, Switzerland, Faye. Hello, Faye.
Hello, App. How are you today?
I'm well. Well, we already know we're pretty well because we did have a nice direct call through the Discord app. It worked very well.
Yes, but everybody must know that we are well.
Yes, we are usually pretty well if we're here. Our mental health is very good because we clean it daily at the Fakeologist site.
Yes, and, it's the best way to clean. I'm sorry.
We talked a lot. We had some private discussions there, which we cannot share with the general audience because
yes.
There's some secret society fakeologists that we belong to that
yes.
We just have to keep that on the quiet.
Yes, now we created a new level of secrecy, and
yes.
Nobody is allowed to enter the sphere.
Yes. And at least we're admitting our private conversations. I'm sure there are hundreds of private fakeologist conversations that go on every single day that we don't even know about.
You think so? Really?
I have no way to track it on my Discord server, lest
yeah.
anyone think that I
yeah.
can record and or listen in or even know about
mm-hmm.
the different interactions. But that's one of the beauties of fakeologists. It brings a new level of trust, I would guess, between fellow fakeologists, and they can just go on and
yes.
talk among themselves. And we're always happy that they come to the live stream and share some of those excellent thoughts. And we had many in our direct conversation, but it was interspersed with some things that we thought weren't really public. But here we are now to try and recreate some of the public ones.
Yes. One thought that I can recount, I think it is, was that we would like to ritualize. Yes, we were talking about a new ritual of audio
yeah.
chat live stream.
Yeah.
Will you tell
well,
us
yeah.
something about that, because it was your idea.
Well, you said, am I going to do any audios? The old fakeologist show has, as usual, been pretty dormant. And I said, yeah, I would like to, for sure. But sometimes it takes, even for a fakeologist audio person, a lot of motivation to get going. And if we had a date where we just had to meet once in a while, then or even once a week, and if we just made it a 60-minute date where we knew we only had 60 minutes, for instance, right now I only have 45 minutes. I know for sure I have to stop in 45 minutes because I will not be in a position to talk. But if we met once a week and just said, hey, we have 60 minutes, start the clock, that 60 minutes is going to go by very quickly with two voices,
yeah.
very quickly, and let's try and get out as much of the week's information out as we can, that would
yeah.
be a good thing to hold each other to. Because if I know you're going to be there and you know I'm going to be there, then it's much more motivating to not disappoint and let the other person down. So if we said, no, we have to meet on Sunday at 8 o'clock Eastern or I suppose even earlier, but evenings are better for me. I know it's really too late for you, but that would be even better.
Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, actually, I would love the idea to have a date with you once a week in the audio
yeah.
live stream. And you know, there are so many things that happen in 1 week that I am always taking some notes and thinking, I would like to talk about this and to discuss about that. And I don't have to I don't know how to organize it, but this idea gives me the chance also to bring then all these points into such an hour and to put it in the public sphere and to see what others have to say about it also and to discuss with you about that. I think it's a great idea.
Well, I think it is a good idea, and I would also like to, if I can't make it on some Sundays, maybe we can just have other people fill in or make it official where, now, I guess everyone wants to talk about their own things, really, but I really created Fakeologist to be a great digest of all the fake truth-related subjects that I post on the blog. Now, of course, those are only my interests, but I'm sure other people have interests. Well, I don't know if I can get them to read the blog when I'm not there. I don't. The point is, there's always going to be lots and lots to talk about. If you just read the blog, you would fill the hour up very quickly.
Yeah.
Maybe the starting point.
Yes, and it would be also interesting to have, for example, views of several countries, to have maybe one time someone from England that is reporting about his thoughts about fakeology and things that happened in that period. Or I mean, it has many possibilities, and we could about... We could think about how to organize it maybe better, but we could also just say we start on that and that date and that hour or time, and then look how it evolves. That would be also possible, and I would prefer it like that, actually.
Well, if it's organized and you have a time limit, you really have to organize your thoughts. You can't be meandering and talking all over the place because you'll run out of time. And the other thing, we have to always be considerate about the audience, because they only have about an hour. If somebody, for instance, in North America is driving to work, most likely, unless they live in Toronto or Vancouver, they only have 30 minutes on their drive to work and 30 minutes on the way back. So if we could make an hour show, then that would cover their day of commuting, and they could... We could try and give them all the information in an hour, if possible.
Yeah.
Even if it's just little... One of the things that I do on the blog is stuff I'm interested in, but I'll say, listen, I just listened to this great audio by A.A. Morris, and here's the link, and go listen to it. He talks about propaganda. He talked about 9/11. And you, if you're interested in those subjects, go listen to it. And just say that, and that's enough, because maybe someone is not reading the blog, and if we tell them about it, maybe they'll come to the blog and just look up the link, because we won't even give the link. We'll just tell them to come to the blog, look at the link yourself if you're interested, put it on your phone, and listen to it, and you'll enjoy it. Or I might say, for instance, and I'm not even looking at the blog, I'm going off memory, I'll say, well, did you know that PK and Russian Vids and How I See the World, they did an audio last week or a couple weeks ago? And Fakeologist just posted it on the new service that we call FakeTube. Not YouTube, but FakeTube. And hopefully those videos will not disappear.
They will not disappear anytime soon, I think, but we cannot be sure if somebody buys WordPress in the future. Can we?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Can.
Or I could say to people that might not know, there's more ab.fakeologist.com, and this is where Ab puts his non-fakeologist material. If you think Ab has an interesting mind, he does have other interests besides fakeology, and he mainly is with technology and computers. And did you know that when the Pirate Bay goes down, and who knows who runs the Pirate Bay, whether it's the government or the media companies themselves, they probably do, did you know that you can save the file that they use on the website for yourself and use a program to get all the links so you can just get all these torrents started without the Pirate Bay? It might not be the freshest information, but it might be a week old, which is good enough for 99% of the material. And did you know that you could do that? And I would be fascinated if I heard about that. And then they could just go to moreab.fakeologist.com, get all the links, get the instructions, and then have a Pirate Bay sitting on their own computer. I'm not suggesting they do that, but damn it, someone has figured that out about time, and you can live without the Pirate Bay for 1 week or 2 weeks and live a good life.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what sounds we could good. Do. These are the things I find out on a weekly basis, and I'm sure Bay is one of the good halves of Fakeopedia, and Gaia is a good half too. There's a lot that you put into Fakeopedia, and maybe people will be interested in knowing about that. New people, old people, what have you done this week? So we could probably cram an hour full, really full. What time would you like to do that?
I missed the last sentence.
What time would you like
yes.
to schedule
yes.
it? Because you're 6 hours. Are you 6 hours different from Toronto?
I think it is 6 hours. Yes, I'm 6 hours ahead.
I have 5 minutes to 1 p.m. What time do you have now?
I have 8 minutes to 7 in the evening.
Yes, I have 8 minutes to 1.
Yeah,
so
okay.
So 6 hours different. Wow.
6 hours different.
Be hard.
Tell me just your time, because I think you have less free time than I have. No, I mean which time you would prefer. Which day and time.
I would prefer, I'm going to say 8 p.m. Eastern, and that's very selfish compared to you, because that's 2 a.m. your time. So I don't think that's going to work.
2 a.m. on a Sunday night?
Yeah, that's your school night, right? Yeah, that's not going
to
work.
No, that's impossible because I have to stay up at 6 o'clock on Monday.
Okay. Every Monday?
Not every, but every second. So
okay.
It's not something that allows to be regularly afterwards. But let me think just. 6 hours difference. 18. And it is only possible on Sundays from your part?
No, not really. I'm guessing it's got to be an afternoon though for me if it's gonna be waking hours for you.
You know, because for example, Wednesday to Thursday, it is possible for me at that time. You said.
Oh, I see.
The evening for you.
Oh, is that right?
That
okay.
would go, yeah. That would go because I don't have to stay up that early on Thursdays.
Okay. Do you think
and
we could make
regular.
It?
Regular.
Okay. Why don't? Okay, that's fine. If we made it an hour,
yeah.
If we made it an hour and not more. Now that's going to be hard because we're both very verbose. We have a lot to say, but can we cram it into an hour? And I would give an hour no problem. Because I usually only have 2 or 3 hours in the evening, and I have many things to do. Could we jam it into an hour?
I think it is possible, but I actually think a little bit stress to put it even, let's say, in 50 minutes would be good. Because
5-0? Like my age?
Yes, 5-0 minutes. You know, it would be just 1 hour is, you can skip then and go to 1 hour 5 minutes, 1 hour 10, it doesn't matter. But if you have 50 minutes, you have to be really exact. We want to try to be exact, don't we? So that
well, I don't
we really.
Exact, but I definitely want to have a clock run out because otherwise we're going to go 3 hours. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
We have this deadline because. Again, people, we're just assuming people don't want to listen for 2 and 3 hours. They want to listen to a 1 hour digest.
Okay.
And
one
we
hour.
Can make a commitment that if I don't show up or you can't show up, that we try and get someone else to fill in, just a backup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's okay. Yeah. Yes, of course. And everyone has the responsibility himself or herself to do that. So,
can we call it Fakeologist Week in Review or Fakeopedia Week in Review where we just do a lot of fast
better
moving.
Not Fakeopedia. Better not Fakeopedia because there is also the idea, quote-unquote, project of Gaia
yeah,
to maybe do something regularly with,
okay.
I don't know.
So let's just make it Fakeologist Week in Review.
Okay. Can you write that down? Because I don't know if I can write it correctly.
No, that'll be the working title, Fakeologist Week in Review. We're going to talk about, should we make it 55 minutes to make use of the wonderful number 11 so many in this world seem to worship?
Yes, I think it would be better, 55
because minutes. If there's any magical powers, then we'll attract whatever energy in the universe to this show.
I think 55 has a big attraction. It has two almost circles. And, it's really,
Back when the peanut farmer was running the United States of America, named Jimmy Carter, he switched the speed limits to 55. And I often thought, why? There was this thing called a thing called the oil crisis where in 1973 they said we're out of oil and
I remember
the price
that.
Is going to go through the moon. You better fill up your tank, save enough gas to make it, I don't know what they're thinking, make it to the end of the week, but you're running out of gas. Where are you going to go after the end of the week? You'd be out of gas. But yeah, they lowered the speed limits all around the United States to 55.
The speed limits for cars.
Yeah, they called it the double nickel. Nickel is 5. And I think, why do they pick 55? Maybe it's just because it's a multiple of 11. Why wouldn't you pick an even number?
Yeah, it's really a
What did they come up with that kooky number? Now, maybe, because we know they give energy to the number 11 and all its multiples.
Yeah.
But maybe that's the reason. Could it be as simple and stupid as that?
I think that maybe that sounds now a little bit metaphysic, but I think very abstract. If everyone on this planet would think the same thing in the same moment, that would be something that would not materialize. No, I don't believe so. But it would be maybe a good feeling or maybe a spooky feeling. I don't know. Because, they have analyzed, etc., everything about human beings, allegedly the genes, or I don't know, blood, etc., which I don't believe all of it, but they don't know anything about human potencies of the mind. You know, the potencies, for example, that have been...
Or do they?
No, I don't think they do. Because they do not work in that direction. This direction they have is the rational thought. They analyze, they have to have measures, and these things I'm talking about, and for example, old religions or Hinduists or Buddhists or whatever had in their concepts, they are not measurable. They do not... obey to these rules of rationalism, but they are still there, not everything is measurable, we know that. And these unmeasurable elements of life and existence, they evade their analysis. So,
you're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
By the way, we're going to be doing the main show, the weekly show in the main show audio room. And I think only I can get in there. I might have to figure out how to get you in there, too, without dragging you in. But, yeah, we won't be taking calls or bringing other people in because we're only going to have 55 minutes. So it'll be a...
Yes.
Yeah.
And maybe
When's our first day going to be? What day of the week?
Today is Witness Day. I think we can say we are a little bit earlier than we want. It is not 8 o'clock in your time zone, and it is not 2 o'clock in the morning in mine. But we can just say we start next week, if it's okay for you.
What day of the week should we do it? Should we make it floating or the same day every week?
I think it must be... almost the same day, because we cannot arrange times, that fit both. What do you think? What would you prefer?
Well, if it's Monday, then we can talk about anything that happened on the weekend, but and the previous week, but I'm not sure does much happen on the weekend.
Yes. I thought we were talking about Wednesday to Thursday in the night for me and okay. In the evening for you. Or, you were still thinking about Sunday. And it's difficult if it
Sunday then, no, because Sunday, it could be Sunday afternoon. That's usually a family kind of day, though. Why don't we just stick to, how about Thursday?
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yes, but Thursday to Friday, I have to get early up again. You know, so I cannot be up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, so what day can you be up? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
No, Wednesday to Thursday is for sure. And Sunday to Monday is every second week.
Okay, so what day of the week can you be up late?
Wednesday to Thursday.
Oh, just one day. Oh, I thought you were giving me 2 days. Oh, so tonight you can stay up.
Tonight I can stay up, yes.
All right.
Because tomorrow I'm free.
Do you want to shoot for tonight at 8 o'clock? My time, which is 2 a.m. your time?
Oh, yes, yes. So I have something to do now to prepare myself. Yeah, okay. That's a good idea. Directly into the cold water? Is that an expression in English? Or is it only Greek?
Well, just jump right into the fire. We have fire. You have cold.
Ah, yeah.
It's called baptism by fire. Just jump right into the fire.
Yeah. But just back one minute, if we have still a little time.
Yeah, I've got about 20 more minutes.
20 more minutes, that's enough. For me.
Yeah.
I don't know for you. So I was just wanting to go back to that point with the potencies of human beings, of people, of life, that are not obeying the rules of rationalism and that are not obeying the rules of scientificism, let's say. I think there is the kind of stuff that the Freemasons are researching with this alchemical stuff. What they are trying to do is to they're trying to find the border between this rationalistic and measurable potencies and to put it over to those who are not obeying to that rules. And maybe this obsession with the numbers comes from there, because we don't know what would happen if everyone believes or says the same moment 11 or 33 or 75 or I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's 175.
175? That was a plane.
Yeah, but that's also a number. Yeah, that's a number. It's not 75, it's 175. Don't ask me why. Might add up to 13. I'm pretty sure all the flights on 9/11, flight 11, flight 77, flight 93, flight 175, they're all significant occult numbers, all of them.
Mm. They say they are occult. Of course, we don't know for sure when this, let's say, concepts were created. There are quite a lot of theories that say that they cannot be so old as they tell us, that they cannot be localized somewhere in Sumeria or in Mesopotamia 8,000 years ago or something. But I don't know, that's other stuff. There was a guy, wasn't it, Chuck Hubbard? What was his name?
Yeah.
I listened once to a video of him some time ago, and it's impossible to listen to him. He was so fast and combining all these numbers and telling the stuff. I just don't get it. I cannot.
He's like a carnival barker. He just shouts numbers out like at an auction where they're calling out numbers. 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, numbing. It's numbing. It's numbing. It's numbing. But yeah. I think he's on the right track a lot of the times. But I don't know why he's on YouTube. He allegedly now has gone through 15 channels, and now he's run out of channels because they need your phone number now, and you can't reuse your phone number. And
they need your phone number to create a channel now. Okay.
That's what he said.
Okay. Okay.
I know Steam It. There's a new site called Steam It. STEAMIT. I was trying to figure that. What a complicated system. Well, I don't know what they're doing over there, but they did ask for my phone number to set up my account over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really like giving energy to other platforms, but they say they're going to pay you if you put your stuff over there.
Steam It. Really,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I Steam might was, give them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They're connected to. They created a video platform called D as in Delta Tube, and you get paid. I'm always interested if you're going to get paid, like anyone else in this world. But I'm trying to figure out. They got three different currencies. It's a whole thing. I don't know if I'm going to give it any energy or not, because I got a pretty good thing going at fakeologist.com. But I might look into that. We'll see if people move that way. Who knows? Maybe Google owns it, and they're just trying to move people over there.
Yeah, who knows? They do not publish who owns what. But, didn't you recently publish another? I found it a good resource because I found there quite a lot of the YouTube channels that I had lost are now over there. 153...
News.net.
Something like that. Can you say it again? Or would
it's
it be advertisement? Yeah?
I don't mind. 153news.net. I can't remember why he named it that, but it's not something you can remember easily. It's not like fakeologist.com. But
no,
I love that guy.
Like
Sidethorn.com.
Sidethorn, I know him, yeah. I know him. The problem with this 153 is that if you follow the channels, as I did now, with some, I followed you also there. You have, I think, 8 followers on 153, but you don't have any videos yet. They just, you know, they notify you with emails if there is a new video, and you cannot stop this notifications, or maybe I didn't find out how to stop it. You cannot say, I don't want email notifications. So a new video gives you a new email, and that's bothering, I find.
Oh, God, I get, yeah. Well, my Fakeologist channel deleted itself, got deleted on YouTube, and all my subscriptions disappeared, too. So now I don't remember who I subscribed to. Now, I was getting a lot of emails, too, from YouTube, and they get annoying as well. But, Sidethorn is, his channel there, I don't know who made the software. It's obviously not as good as YouTube, and it's hard to find stuff, and I'm not sure it's a great platform, but...
Concerning YouTube app, it was, I think, yesterday where, per accident, I found a channel that was impersonating, I think it's called, Fakeologist. And yep. I tried to flag it, to report it. And I saw for the first time, because I didn't try previously to flag any channel or something, and I saw that it was not possible for me to report this channel, because I should have a reason that affects me personally or my channel. To say it better. So I just wonder, how do they flag so many channels without any reason? I mean,
they always give one general reason of community guidelines. Well, if you believe the story that there's 10,000 human beings, mainly from maybe the SPL or the ACLU, going through all the videos, well, they're so-called free speech organization. One is the Southern Poverty Law, something or other, and the American Civil Liberties Union. They're supposed to be protecting free speech, but of course, the inverse is occurring, and they're canceling free speech. So it's, as usual, inversion. And if there are a lot of human beings, they just probably easily get lists. Or they'll go to one channel, see who subscribes, to them and just go to that channel and write her out from there. But I didn't have much on my YouTube channel, honestly. It was pretty weak. I mainly mirrored a lot of other videos, but yeah, I'm gone.
Yeah, you're gone, and September Clues is gone, and
yeah,
quite a lot of, but Unreal is there. He hasn't published anything yet lately, but he's still there. And Mr. A is still there. That is also great. What I wanted to say some time ago, you published an article on Fakeologist.com about some enterprises in the Philippines or somewhere else. I guess, if I'm right, it was the Philippines. That produce content for websites or for disinfo networks. Do you remember that? It's maybe a month or two ago.
Yeah, I probably got that news from the No Agenda show, I'm guessing. Right
No
now,
Agenda, because,
maybe they were talking about it. I don't remember what they're doing there. They just have lots of manpower over there that works cheap, and they speak English real good.
They are booming in this sector. That's what I wanted to say. They are booming
in
this sector.
Maybe they're click farms where they're clicking websites to boost up numbers, maybe?
Yes, that also, but also with content writers, you know, ghostwriting.
Maybe they're creating phony blog posts. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Or making comments, or troll farms where they're just making
troll farms,
comments.
That's a good term.
Well, they're just places that pay people by the post or by the click. Oh, yeah, now I know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I think I know what it was.
Okay.
I got this from the fantastic podcast called This American Life. Fascinating podcast. I know it's mainstream, but, you know,
they're
there's a lot
fast
of good content.
They talk. That's my problem with them. They are too
fast.
Do they pitch their voices up?
Broadcaster. He really slurs his speech because he speaks too fast. Even for those who speak the language, it must be really hard for you. But yes, they have a lot of millennials on that do what's called up talking, and they use the word like every third word, which is horrible English. That makes me crazy. Makes me cringe, but it's a worldwide phenomenon. I think I actually ran in when I was in Mexico. I bumped into a sweet young thing who spoke quite good English. She was obviously Spanish. That's obvious. No George Bush. She doesn't speak Mexican. She speaks Spanish, and she was using like every other word when she spoke in English. And I said, Why do you do that? I said, where did you learn English? And she said she learned it from the Telelivision. I said, oh, okay, that's interesting. Well, you speak great English, but I told her stop using the word like in every sentence unless you actually like something.
Is it something like youth slang? This like? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Is it worse than stuff like that?
Well, I believe I've made a post on moreab.fakeologist.com. I made a list of all the things that I've heard as slang.
Okay.
And the worst one right now, it does change. The worst one now is like.
Okay.
They'll say something such as, I was going to like the mall, and I saw this like store where there were like clothes in there, and the clothes were like red and green and also like yellow. And then my friend like came in and she like started talking to me, and I said like, you should text me like before. It just is, it makes me insane. It's terrible. Terrible,
it's
terrible.
Just, you know what I'm thinking now? Instead of breathing, you say like. So it's the expansion of consumerism in your breathing apparatus. You know, you cannot breathe freely. You have to say something. You have to like something. You have to buy something. I don't know.
Well, maybe.
It's insane.
Are there other words? So is a terrible word that's been injected into the lexicon. Instead of, they'll start a sentence off with so. And
yes.
I even see people in the so-called professionals do it.
Okay.
If you ask them a question, they'll start off with, so this is what I found out.
Mm-hmm.
You could just say, this is what I found out. You don't have to say so at the beginning. So is a nothing word.
Okay.
And another phrase is I mean.
I mean. When do we use that?
Okay, I was walking down the street, and I mean, like, she was terrible. See,
I mean, like, together. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Another one at the end of the sentence is right.
Right. Okay. Is right.
Psychologist is a great site, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cold out, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They demolished the buildings, okay?
Yeah,
okay. I'm thinking if I do now take this phrases, because I'm actually learning English here, that's what I mainly do.
Yeah.
And I'm learning English from you, from John Adams, from Chris, from Napoleon Wilson. From Napoleon, you cannot learn English because he speaks Manchester slang.
He speaks street Manchester.
Street Manchester, really? Yeah, it sounds great. I have to say, it sounds really great. It has musicality, but I cannot understand him. Only half of what he says.
Yeah, I get every other word. That should be enough, by the way.
If he is satisfied with that, proposition. Because your time is precious, I propose that we stop here because we meet later.
Yeah.
When it's 8 o'clock in your time zone. Yeah.
I have 5 minutes. Okay, so we're going to meet at 8 o'clock my time, which is 2 a.m. your time.
Yes.
And we're going for 55 minutes.
Exactly.
And we need a theme song. We need some theme music.
Oh, you are responsible for music.
I know. I have to think of something fast.
But
it'll
no,
be psychology.
No ABBA, please.
No ABBA, no problem. It'll be Fakeologist in 55, something like that.
Okay.
55, around the world in 55 Fakeologist minutes.
You have time to think about that till it is 8 o'clock in your time zone.
Yes, we'll do 8 till 8:55. We're really going to cram it in.
Yes.
We're going to try and make it every week. And that might mean we have to cut out a lot of bad stuff and just put the good stuff in. I'm not going to be too organized this week, and I'm probably going to use Fakeologist just to prod my memory and use that as a guide. That's sort of my guide anyway.
Of course. I do not have also. We have the same time to prepare ourselves. So I think today maybe it's a little bit experimental, but I think it's also good. Experimental is good, and I like it. Yeah.
If it doesn't work, we'll tank it. But maybe it'll work.
Yes. Okay.
We can do whatever we want. All right.
App. See you afterwards.
We'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. This is El Sushi from Tokyo, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.